And so finding your most comfortable place to be for today and allowing your body to just sink down into that pleasant place as you find the within experience, a very comforting and relaxing, calm, peaceful place to be as we take a journey there today. And so with eyes closed, let's take those three big, deep breaths slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that send the message all around and all through that now's the time to go within. Now's the time to become more open and receptive to the positive. So begin to allow your normal, natural rhythm of breathing, having taken those three deep breaths, settling in, knowing you can move your body at any time for more comfort. And let's open to the idea of something very positive, a sensation of comfort, something that moves around the crown of your head, a kind of sensation of nurturing, like a nurturing sensation that flows around the crown of your head and filters down over the forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you become aware of already a softening, an inner softening, more follows from the top of your head down over the back of your head into your tiny neck muscles, releasing right into your shoulders, sort of unwinding, untangling, that this comforting, this nurturing could flow in between and all around as the shoulders become more flexible and available for more comfort. Easily able to shrug off whatever you no longer need or want, and kind of allowing for this very special time and space and place. And then to just allow that sensation to travel across your upper back, from the shoulders across the upper back and all the way down your spine. For this comforting helps to calm and relax and yet strengthen your spine as well. So the upper back releases, and then midway through, the middle of the back releases. Spine is becoming stronger, supporting you in life as you go forward, down deeper and deeper into the lower back area. So that all the muscles, tissues, fibers of the back area are soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges. All around and all through. And then flowing around and to the hips, around through the hips, bringing more comforting, that nurturing sensation. Flowing up through the stomach area, through the solar plexus, and up through the chest, all around into every nook and cranny of the chest. More calm, more nurturing, more comfort, more relaxation as it flows all the way back down from your chest into solar plexus again, loosening up around the stomach area into the lower abs, and now around and down through thighs. Each breath continues to take you deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And flowing down through the thighs now, in through the knees, all around the calves, loosening, slackening, in through the ankles, releasing now, into the heels, out through the feet, and out through the toes. And just kind of doing a body scan of comfort now, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And if there's any particular area that you notice is still a little tight or tense or stressed or sore, just breathe in and breathe out and put your focus of attention right on the place that you want to keep loosening it up. Breathe in and breathe out and just put a peacefulness on any particular spot around in your body that's still holding on to tightness, tenseness, soreness, stress. Breathing in and breathing out and just bringing yourself into a deep, calm comfort now. And this deeper comfort now, as you allow yourself to drift deeper, sort of maybe awakens within you that maybe in a kind of way, the last little bit, maybe times where there were doubts or stresses or maybe even some fears too, and things just got all piled up and, you know, it was just too much of a bunch. Well, clearing can happen, and now's the time to just clear it all away because of accessing a state of comfort like this. And when an imagination door opens, images also come forward to help release and let go. And it could be that perhaps now is somehow different, a kind of tentative readiness to possibly at least think about another idea. Some kind of way to really let go, to regroup, to engage in and become calm and peaceful. Once again, calm and peaceful for the whole being. They say that somewhere is an energy to connect to, an energy that is purely positive, a pure positive energy that is always flowing, flowing like a river going through life, ever constant and always there. Wouldn't it be nice to have such an energy? Wouldn't that be nice? So, with that idea, wondering about it might recall some sort of sensory awareness to the good, the positive, and the true. Like, where would such a river of pure positive energy be flowing? To imagine, to dream, to allow. Some say the pure positive energy is as close for people to just reach out and take it, as though they would trail fingertips in the river water from both sides, or walk along the riverbank in the water lapping. For it is freely given and free to receive, that the pure positive energy is always there, like that. No ending, no beginning. Yet the source of the pure positive energy is always. To become quite engaged with it might be important to allow. What if it could take away what is no longer needed or wanted? To think about it all and imagine. What if it could cleanse and clear? What if it could be? To become made new again. To become restored and replenished, refreshed. To simply become calm and comfortable once again. Imagine calm and comfortable. Calm and comfortable. What allows for that? Thinking even about the possibility. What more peaceful something would come? As the waves of pure positive energy seem to find their way toward the cleansing and the clearing, cleansing and clearing, restoring, rejuvenating, refreshing, replenishing, made whole again. Wouldn't that be nice? And to take this with you and drift deeper into imagining that by cleansing and clearing and restoring and rejuvenating, becoming replenished, that something more could join you. For as you begin to imagine and visualize your radiantly healthy self, wouldn't it be nice to strengthen that with that something within that knows you very well? As though you could allow an image to come forward to stand for that wise something. And to help you really imagine and visualize your true, radiantly healthy self. What if there could be a guide? A wise, maybe loving, or certainly kind and helpful and supportive, a trustworthy something that you just imagine could be here with you. Bring it to life. Just whatever comes is the just right inner wisdom guide for you. And it's going to join with you at the top of your symbolic staircase. Join right along beside you to help strengthen this image of yourself as radiantly healthy. And because of connecting to the pure positive energy that flows, having become refreshed and cleansed and cleared, and now rejuvenated, and asking for this wisdom guide to come along beside you. Just imagine it coming to life right beside you at the top of your symbolic staircase, and it helps you to connect to it. It can answer questions. It can go right along with you on the journey today. You can ask questions of it. It's going to be with you to reinforce your own radiantly healthy image right now, because it's standing right beside you, strengthening you right now, wholly and completely. As you imagine and visualize your radiantly healthy you, and now your wisdom guide beside you, every step down reinforces all of these ideas. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And drifting deeper means that your wisdom guide, as you hand over any negative thoughts, suggestions, or inferences from anyone, including yourself or any place, the wisdom guide takes them and transforms them into positive energy, and you have released and let go. And you continue now on your positive path with your wisdom guide beside you, going with you on the journey today. As your imagination door opens a little wider and you feel the strength of being in that radiantly healthy self of yours, very comfortable and calm now with your wisdom guide by your side, and just kind of drifting as that imagination door opens a little wider, to wonder about a place, a space, kind of sacred in a way, what might be possible when it could be imagined. Any or all of your senses becoming heightened now. A place with a sacred kind of energy. Supposing about it could create images that live and breathe in the inner landscape, where it is peaceful. Wonder what might be interesting about a sacred place with any or all of your senses. You're beginning to find it. How does it seem? If you were going to tell about it to a friend, wonder how you might describe it. Any feelings about it all? And to truly notice about this place, what seems to be the thing that makes it sacred? In becoming aware about it all, there could be a particular spot that would be most comfortable, a comfortable spot to rejuvenate, to restore even more than we already have so far. Even to imagine an experience as heard in a tale by others, telling about the sense of a kind of healing light that could be experienced. Wonder what that might be like. Perhaps to imagine how those who spoke of it, that a kind of healing light that could flow, thinking about it means, where might that light come from? Well, settling in, to even begin to imagine all about this, would be allowing for even more comfort now. Perhaps to grasp a hold of the idea of a healing light that flows from wherever it comes from, at some point to imagine it as they spoke about it, all around the crown of the head, like a light turned on, a light of warmth that glows and flows. And the tale's been told and said many times, told and said that others have known about a healing light they have experienced. Perhaps the opportunity is close at hand. Wherever it comes, even at a later time, just to allow for it. Allow the light of warmth, the healing light, to flow as though it could, all around and all through, from the top of the head all the way down through to the tips of toes. And even all around, there is space to allow imagining. At some point, as they told the story, there was a sense of the glow, the light, the flow of light concentrating in certain ways, from the mind, outside of the mind. Some said no, some said from the being, to notice where and how it's happening could be kind of interesting. Even, some said, perhaps to become aware of a greater warmth in the hands, as though the healing energy pulsates into the hands. Well, imagining and becoming aware of warm hands, as though warm hands are placed on just the right places, emanating the warmth, the flow, the light, the healing light. And to think for a moment that somewhere there is knowing about it as an ancient healing practice, somehow knowing about it, remembering the tales, and then remembering that it has always been known and always been available and always been here. The idea of the healing light is somehow familiar. And that some people have told about it over and over. And that some had even felt the warmth of the light in their hands. And now comes, in this imagining, in an even stronger way, or sometime later, getting the sense of warm, healing hands on just the right places. Well, what if there's a sense of the very hands of yours becoming so warm that placing them on just the right place or spot on your body may assist you in feeling good? That you could move your hands to be placed on your body in just the right way for the healing light, the healing warmth to occur. Some might even allow this inner wisdom guide, if it's of human form and shape, to place its hands of warmth on your body in just the right places. Or even if this wisdom guide is not of human form, is an animal, a bird, or a light itself, that it could just send light from its being to all the right places to you within. So sending the healing light, whether it be from your hands or your wisdom guide's hands or body, that the healing light is flowing. And affirm this. Affirm that the healing light flows and glows. And there is oneness to receive. And that idea, to imagine that healing hands are placed on all the right places, or the sense of that, in such a way to feel the warmth, the healing light, and with the understanding that healing happens. And so, whether it's by your own healing hands and the light that flows, or whether it's by your own inner wisdom guide who's been with you today taking the journey, or whether it's the idea or the imagining of some kind of healing hands placed in just the right ways on your being, that you are benefiting from the healing light that flows and glows. And that in your image of radiantly healthy you, you are receiving the good, the positive, and the true of this experience, as the flow of the healing light continues. To imagine that healing hands are simply placed on all the right places, or the sense of that, in such a way to feel the warmth, the healing light, with the understanding that healing happens. And to just take a few more moments in the sense of this flow of light, to know that this wisdom guide that's joined you today and gone right along with you on this journey is so happy for you to be receiving of this, that it wants to share a very special something with you, a message it has for you. A message that comes just for you from the wisdom guide that's been with you on this journey today. And so you listen with your heart and you hear in your mind what is important for you to know. And taking this silence and stillness to allow that special message to come through to you as the healing light still flows and glows and does the good work it's meant to do and nothing more. Listen with your heart and you'll hear in your mind what this inner wisdom guide wants you to know. And so for today, we appreciate this inner wisdom guide. We appreciate the pure positive energy that flows. We appreciate this ancient ability of the healing light that can come from our very own hands or those around us who are the ones who are assisting. We can appreciate and thank it, as all the images certainly do appreciate and thank you for being willing to take the journey today. And so for now, in that full appreciation, though the images may fade, the strength of these images today stays with you as we drift a little deeper and reinforce it all at zero. And now bring back the good, the positive, the true, the positive energy, the healing light. Bring back into your conscious, outer awake life the goodness of it all now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake and alert.